This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. 507 DGS. I just laughed. I just thought, given that this is theater of the mind and we're coming through some speaker somewhere, I don't know whether most people would be... No, I do know. I think you would be so much less impressed with us if like you Congress. Saw it happen.
It's the exact analogy that we use with Congress.
Yeah.
That you thought, you know,
this is what I'm paying for?
To be a senator, they had to have done, they got to be smart, they've got to,
right.
Yeah. Oh, to be, have such a successful radio show, they got to be professionals.
God, they must work so hard.
Yeah, they were in here right now, they would be like, what?
We were just like, the music was playing, it's R.E.M., and Rachel's like, I can't feel my lips. And Tony's like, I got so much sauce in my fingers. Like, we're it, St. Louis
anything.
Chicken and Fish took the show out.
Yeah.
I
took
can't
it out.
Anything. I don't know how to clean myself.
To tell you this, the next thing that comes out of my butthole is going to be on fire. Absolute fire.
Oh, yeah.
This is the most I've written anything in weeks, and it's just a bunch of fast food chains trying to keep up with the hot potato game.
How did you lose?
I was keeping track of what everyone
was
said.
Doing double.
Gotcha. Okay,
I was
okay,
recording
okay.
Yes. The game.
I was going to say, man, you've got them all.
Yeah, this is the hardest I've worked in a while, and that's what it is.
We're going to do a report card here, but first of all, I'm so mad at Nancy Pelosi. What a bag of crap.
Uh-huh.
Can someone tell that story whose lips are not numb?
So...
How much would you like to go wash your hands?
We've
right
had
now?
The two. I got my baby wipes here. We're all right. So we've had the two Middle East peace deals here with Bahrain and Israel, and there was a big treaty signing in Washington, D.C. today, and before this happened, Nancy Pelosi was asked about it, and she said, well, I guess it's okay. You know, we're still waiting for the Israeli... for the agreement between Israel and Palestine that he promised he would work on that still hasn't happened. But I guess it's nice that he gets a little distraction from all of the death
Jeez.
And destruction that he's caused. I mean, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the quote in front of me, but it's really close to that. Go look it up yourself, but it's really close to that. Like, basically, she said, you know, basically just wouldn't give him any credit for it whatsoever, said... Congratulations on a distraction from all your other terrible stuff. I mean, at least say, yeah, it's nice to see some peace treaties being signed in the Middle East.
Yeah,
I mean,
even if you're going to be crappy about it.
I have the exact quote, and it's so bad. Good for him for having a distraction on a day when the numbers of people who are affected and the numbers of people who are dying from this virus only increases.
Does she not
She was
understand?
Asked about a Middle East peace deal.
Yeah.
And she brought it to COVID.
At least Chuck Schumer was like, yeah, sounds good.
And before that, and before the distraction part, she said, well, yeah, but he also said that he would get peace between Israel and Palestine, and he hasn't done that yet, so he's still failing. Like,
I know that we all think we're killing it all the time, and we're not. And even, like, we talk 4 hours a day. I'm sure I say dozens of things per day. People are like, God, why the hell did you say that? But... Do you think people don't see through that?
That's what I mean.
Or is it that she's terrified to say anything positive because then her supporters will
I guess.
Mad?
And you know what? If you hate Donald Trump because you don't like his nasty attitude and his name calling and his inability to take the high road. I get it. I agree with all of those things. I think the president sometimes behaves at a level that is not only gross, but I've said before that sometimes it borderlines on dangerous because he, you know, somebody calls him a name, even if working with that person would be beneficial to the country, he won't do it. But I don't see how you could hate the president for his the way he behaves and name calls his attitude and then support Nancy Pelosi. Because to me, they're like two peas in a pod when it comes to
the
nasty name calling.
Yeah. I hold her a bit more accountable just because she's been in office for so long. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
good point.
She and Chuck are just like the ringleaders of the circus. They just don't get the press that the president does.
Yeah.
They're all just below the belt, playing games. And I think they all think we're stupid.
You're not allowed to hate the president for, or call out the president for name calling or, you know, or downplaying some, you know, with a, and say that the way she behaves is somehow okay. Because it's just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah, if you have a problem with the real Middle East peace treaty, then tell me what that problem is. Oh, we shouldn't be signing this because it's actually going to be worse because XYZ. But just to say like, oh, it's nice that he has a distraction. That's just crazy.
What are the people in the, I mean, like, there are people in those countries that, you know, are a little bit safer now because of that deal. And she calls it a distraction.
Boy, we're mad at Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, boy, I just don't get it.
Okay, I can feel my lips. You guys good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Better?
Mm-hmm. I'm all good.
Yeah, I use
an entire pack of baby wipes to clean my hands, but I'm good.
Baby wipes.
Andrew, am I more like a mouse than any human you've known?
I was watching you take, you took the little rip off the strip, and then you ate it, and you kind of half walked away, then you circled back around and took another rip, and I was like, all right, he's going to come back for... The final piece in a minute, and then, a couple minutes later, came out. I was like, all right, cool.
Just take the strip.
Just take it.
I know. You know what I'm tired of?
He knows.
Death threats.
Yeah, me too.
Just kill him.
Are you getting them?
Just kill him.
Wow, okay. That's not where I thought you were going. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, Mr. Big Man. Like,
come on, chump.
I'm sick of the threats.
Just kill me already.
Anyone can make a death threat.
I think you're on a list now, Dave. Like, I hate to break it to you.
Oh, I've been on lists. Do you remember, Tone, when we had the FBI agents in and we're, you know, I can't remember if it was pre or post me getting my Barney Fife badge. We're talking to him and I said, he's like, oh, yeah, we keep a file on everyone.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And I said, do you have a file on me? And they looked at each other and really smiled. And I'm like, you have a file on me. And they're like, well, we can't confirm or deny. And then later one of them said, you're a big deal in a major town. And if you went crazy or something, and they said, get me the file on Dave Glover, and we had nothing, we'd be in trouble.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So they have a file on everyone?
Everyone that they think could ever be trouble or help, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what the file on me is like.
Yeah, they've definitely got one on Andrew then. They definitely have a file on the kid named American Taliban.
Yeah,
right.
It's just a bunch of rallies coupons.
When Biden did the fundraiser down the street from my house, and I couldn't get to my house.
They have a whole team following you because they also don't believe that you can go to 3 fast food places in one morning.
Few of us do, Dave. Few of us do.
How is this kid in 3 places at once?
I got Big Mac moving, repeat. He appears to be going to a church's chicken now.
Son of Baconator would be my Secret Service code name.
That's great. All right.
Okay.
Are you gonna play a game?
Let's play.
Okay. Who's writing?
I touched my eye and now I'm scared.
Oh,
it's gonna be okay.
Look, Tony, go wash your hands. You go wash your eye. We can spare you gone for a couple of minutes.
We'll just break early.
Only one time did I actually touch my junk with hot sauce, and it is real.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, only one time intentionally.
I was going to say, just once, huh?
Just thought I'd try it.
Just the one time.
Here we go. This is the report card of fictional weapons.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Is it, wait, is it a full report card or like that deal where we only do two per?
I've got 22.
Okay.
So we'll see how we feel.
Okay.
Rach hates the way I do this.
Three, that's because I said this was organized.
I said this was my last one, and I lied.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Come on.
No, let's do it. I'm excited. Let's play.
Oh man.
You're gonna go down. Your eye, I can tell.
No, it's fine. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Number one, the proton pack from Ghostbusters.
A classic.
Man, not very many things cooler than that.
Got to agree.
A is my vote.
I like A.
I'm looking at Andrew's face.
Tony just really sounded. Tony could not have sounded more like he was sitting on his porch that has a couch on it, drinking a Falstaff. Man, they can't be many things cooler than that.
It's a proton pack for you. That's what she'll do.
Proton pack, huh? That'd be a good one.
Shall we get them ghosts?
They bust them ghosts.
I say B because it's cool, but we don't know what else is coming. That's my vote.
Nothing but reasonable.
Yeah, I'm not putting that above B. It doesn't kill anything.
He's the final word. No, I'm not putting it above.
No one has been that cocky on the show in months.
Mm. It doesn't kill anything. It's not even
he's
a weapon.
Like, I will manipulate.
Tony, how do you not put
situation.
That in A after he says that? No one's putting
at
it
some
above
point,
A.
There's going to be some like, oh, the giblet ring
exactly.
from the Lord of the whatever.
Yeah,
it's working out. It's the greatest thing you've ever seen.
You can wipe out all humanity with it. You can do anything. What can you do? What can you do? What can it undo?
The one giblet to rule them all.
The giblet ring. Oh my god, I want there to be a giblet ring.
If there was, I might vote for an A+
pew,
now.
Pew, 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 pew. Let's get hit with giblets.
I'll tell you what, I'd never stop making those giblets. I'd be like, giblet here, giblet there.
Did he win? He went full Carl
giblets.
Middleman.
Gonna happen.
It's the giblet ring. How are you not gonna do the giblet ring?
Number two.
Mm. The elves, wisest and fairest of all beings. And the giblets. The giblets are here too.
One ring for the giblets. Because they wouldn't shut up about it when the elves got one.
Spider-Man's web slinger.
Mm. Is that a weapon? I mean, yeah, okay.
What do you mean that a weapon?
Yeah. It's like a transportation device as well.
Yeah, it's like his car.
He be slinging from
and his
building
jail?
To building.
He
jail.
Do
that's
be slinging it at bad guys.
Mm-hmm. He sure do be.
It's unique.
I mean, I love Spider-Man.
Leaving notes all the time.
But does it hurt?
Yeah, it doesn't like, it's more like it'll trap you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say like C. That's my vote.
I'll do C. What do you guys
I'm going to say that's my vote after all of my votes, just so you guys know.
I'm fine with C.
C works for me.
Fine.
Spider-Man and C.
Spider-Man. Oh, I touched my eye. Wiping away.
We're all gonna.
I was wiping away tears.
Be in the
giblet
infirmary
ring.
After this.
Next one, Excalibur.
Oh, pretty cool.
Oh,
oh wow. Oh wow.
Stop rubbing your eye.
No.
If it's in your eye, stop rubbing your eye.
There's no way you can stop now.
I think Excalibur is neat. I mean, it's a cool sword. Do I think it's cooler than the proton pack?
Andrew's never looked more like a baby. Look at his face.
I'm crying.
I go, oh, it's what's in my eye. Anybody have any strong
I'm BC
thoughts?
On Excalibur.
Yeah, let's put it in C.
Sue, what do you think?
C for
I kind of like it just because, you know, one true master of the whole thing. Where'd you guys say? B?
That would be right up Sue's alley.
I like that.
Damn. Even with his eyes burning, he came off the top
rope. I'm telling you.
One true master. That's what Sue's looking for.
What does that even mean?
That's what she calls a 70-year-old bike guy.
What is that? Ay, ay, ay.
What stage are we riding today, true master?
Think about trucks.
Meet me behind the Lowe's with the giblet ring.
It has a U. I don't want to be difficult.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah.
You are not ER. You're right.
You're right. I don't want to be a
Yeah, the giblet bit is making a lot more sense.
I don't want to be a pill.
So that's going to be. That's the part you feel bad about?
Yeah, after 10 years, he's finally apologizing.
That's a legitimate correction.
Not like the rest of your life. Next up, the bolt gun from No Country for Old Men.
Man, you're stuck on this movie. Did you just recently watch it or something?
Uh-oh. Shots fired.
Well, Anton Chigurh was like, wait, no. No Country was on the top action movie list last week.
It's a hell of an action movie. All hell right. of a weapon.
With a great weapon.
I mean, the weapon's cool, but out of all fictional weapons, it's like a G.
Okay.
I have a different take.
No, come on.
I have a different take. That's a real thing. The captive bolt pistol. Those are real things they use them to kill cows. That's a real thing. It's not a fictional.
I don't know. Hold on. I'm going in.
I think it is a real thing.
Yeah, it's
I think
captive
he's right.
Bolt. It's well, a
I mean, like,
swords
are real. Excalibur.
Yeah, but that's like a magical sword or something.
I'm so sorry I did this. And by this, I mean take this show.
Hire these people
I
for your
I think that
cast.
You can make that
we're, No,
gun
we're taking
that
it
made.
Off. We're taking it off.
But
yeah, we got 22.
Laurel and Hardy here. The whip. Nope. Whips are real.
Wait a minute. What? Who's whip?
Indiana Jones.
From the true master. Yeah, Indiana Jones whip.
Well, I love that, of
just
course.
Just a whip.
Yes, but he wields it with such grace and genius.
Look, I used my veto. If it's the whip or
Sue's
the captain bolt pistol,
I think we
I'll
really
the...
hit on something with the true master.
Yeah,
I'm looking.
Kidding.
I'm looking up the bolt.
He tells
gun
you what
find.
You can eat with it.
No.
Well, I
how many peas you can have, or you get whipped.
Jeez.
Get back to work
the
on the newsletter.
The whip is cool, though, because
it's super cool.
You can use it
but
for
I don't
so
like
many
candied
different
carriage.
Things.
I like them, okay. True Master.
Get out there and interview those truckers.
But there are no truckers.
Oh my God. I haven't seen a truck for the 10 years I've been here.
They're just your kids. They speak a strange language.
All right. So are we putting it up?
I don't know.
Let's do it.
I've
let's
lost
do it.
All control of this.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. I
let's
vetoed
put the gun,
twice in a row.
Let's put the gun, Anton's gun, and the whip on the list.
I overplayed my hand
drastically.
Do me
a favor, sister.
No.
So we can put them both up there.
I didn't say it
Fine.
Shouldn't be on the list.
And they're both
I just said
A+.
It wasn't that cool.
Captive bolt pistol's like a B or a C for me, and then the whip is like an F.
It's just a whip.
See, you have to be creative with these things.
Like Wonder
That's
Woman's
why he's
whip
bringing
has
that
like
up.
All kinds of magical
say.
Powers, right? That's like a magical.
That's why
whip.
I was waiting for the witch whip you were talking about because some of the whips, like Whiplash's whip, is definitely fake.
Have you guys ever cracked a whip before?
Not like that.
No,
not like real.
I've tried. I have not been. Successful.
Do you know why it cracks?
Because it breaks the sound barrier, right? Yeah.
What do you not know about whips?
Not much.
Somebody get a whip in here. I want to try to.
Sue,
I would
go
put
get
the
yours.
Whip
yeah, Sue, run over.
I'm exactly
I'm not the
true
opposite master.
Of Andrew. I would
Sue
put the.
Run over there.
I'm sure like,
oh no, no, no! It does not work. I'm not allowed to touch the whip.
I'm sure you just had it cleaned.
Believe me, I know what happens if I touch that whip.
Well, I have two blouses, a shirt, and the whip.
If I touch the whip, I'm getting the whip. What's happening?
Why are you walking funny? I touched the whip.
Someone write whip. Please.
Well, I gotta write
put
bolt gun
it on
too.
There.
Anywhere.
So I would
anywhere.
Okay.
Put it off to the side.
You can write bolt in A and gun in F.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh boy. Okay. So we are doing the report card of fictional weapons and having dust-ups about what's fictional and what's not. And then Christy, brilliant Christy, said, why don't you just say it's the weapons from movies and TV?
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
It's not solved.
That fixes it. No, that fixes it. That fixes it! She's a genius!
Why are you so disagreeable today? I fed you...
He's not being disagreeable.
Hot. Those wings were hot, and it discombobulated me.
He's a sensitive boy. Leave him alone.
Sensitive young man.
So far, in D we have Bolt Gun. In C, we have the Web Slinger and Excalibur. In B, we have Proton Pack and the Whip. Next up, the Noisy Cricket from Men in Black.
That's pretty cool.
The Noisy Cricket.
It was the tiny little gun that Will Smith got.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tiny little gun, but does a lot of damage.
I was huge on that movie when I was a kid, and that was like the first fictional thing that I can remember like wishing I had. You know what I mean? Like when you wish you had like a lightsaber or whatever, mm-hmm. like, man. Having a weapon of mass destruction in my hands as a 7-year-old.
So that's an A for you?
What would you put it?
A or B. I mean, it's not all that cool at this point. It's more of like a gag than anything, but it's fun. I can put it in B. I can put it wherever. Put it in F. Who cares?
Yeah, it's cool.
Talking myself out of it.
But I think there's going to be cooler things.
Put it in D.
I'd put it down low.
Yeah, put it in D.
Okay.
Next up, the Infinity Gauntlet. Oh. Tony, you want to describe what that is for the unwashed?
That's me. I have no idea.
I've never seen it in action in the movies, but I'm sure it's the same
really?
Thing. The glove.
You didn't see the Endgame?
No.
Uh-uh. Oh, wow.
I still have never seen it.
I just watched those again this weekend.
It's the ultimate weapon that Thanos is trying to get in the Avengers movies.
You know, he works here.
And
those middays with keep an eye on music
there
stations.
It is. It's that glove. And it basically gives him
all power.
All power.
Okay.
He can essentially, yeah. And so in the films, and I don't know what happens in the comics because I'm the opposite of Tony. I've not read the comics, but I've seen the films.
Neither is Tony in a while because I still have his.
He snaps his.
I thought about that the other day.
Magic gauntlet, and it ceases. Half of the life in the universe ceases to exist.
Wow.
So a lot like a bolt gun.
So not unlike a captive bolt gun.
It is the most powerful weapon that could ever be imagined by anyone. So by that level, it would be an A+.
Okay.
But
why don't we put it in A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely cooler than the whip.
What?
But I don't know if it's an A+.
Sue strongly disagrees with that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Sue, it's fine. You could be spanked with it. It's fine. Thanos puts you over his knee for being a bad girl.
Okay. Yeah, all right. No. Let's lay off Sue a little
bit. Half the life in the universe is dead because you won't obey him.
Hey, Sue, before you say no, Thanos is played by Josh Brolin.
I see what you're saying.
You're harassing her at this point. Let's move on.
Next up, Wolverine's claws.
Those are cool.
Those are fine.
I would love to have those if you didn't have to go through like the painful process of getting them installed.
Oh, right. The agony of, yeah.
Yeah.
A or B, I guess.
I'm like an A.
Yeah. What do you think,
Tom? Pretty neat.
A or B.
Dave, Sue?
Anyway,
say A.
Put it there.
Just put it in A. That's unique.
He's like,
yeah.
When they were bone at first, that was worse. Next up, Bruce Lee's nunchuckus.
Where would you put it, Dave? A+?
I'd put it in A.
Okay.
They're so iconic.
What happened to your nunchucku, Dave? Did you take them home?
I think Mark Cox stole them.
Typical.
I'd go B.
Okay.
For the nunchucku.
We're losing steam here. Let's pick it up.
Okay, here we go.
Next up, Harry Potter's wand.
A+.
Yeah,
it's pretty neat.
Anyone know any spells?
Unicorn hair in it.
Oh, Rachel knows spells.
I know a bunch of them.
Do you really?
Sure. I read the books.
One.
I saw the movies.
Give me one.
Abracadabra.
Well, there's the famous Wingardium Leviosa, right?
From yes.
Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Yes.
Holy
cow.
What are you doing?
That was Hermione.
I actually knew that.
That's his best Emma Watson.
She was a little jerk in the first movie. She was a little know-it-all before she...
Leviosa. How about Expelliarmus?
That's the only other
ridiculous.
One.
Expecto Patronum.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Patronum.
Although Homura unlocks doors.
Yeah.
I hope my Patronus would be a cat.
How about Adava Kadava?
I did the
what's
quiz
that?
Avada Kedavra.
Oh, boy, I hope Steve not listen to this show.
that's the death.
Avada Kedavra.
Oh, that's how you die?
That's how...
that's the murder spell.
That's how Snape killed Dumbledore.
I took a Patronus quiz. Mine was a black stallion.
Really?
I didn't agree with it either, but that's what the internet seemed to think.
Tony, write Juan somewhere, please.
Hey, what? I already did.
Okay, good. Next up, Thor's hammer.
I think that's neat.
Yeah, that's an eight. Because the best part is that it comes back, right?
That is the best part.
Yeah. And
that's like a boomerang.
I'd go A or A plus. I'd go A. I don't think I'd go A plus.
Yeah,
but
that
I'd
makes
A.
it an A or A plus for me, so I could do A.
Write her down.
Okay. What is the name of that thing?
Mjolnir. M-J-O-L-N-I-R.
Where's writing hammer? Where's
it's Mjolnir.
I just wanted to know.
Famous weapon from Norse mythology.
Next up, the ring. From
there we go.
There it is. There. A+.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Put that giblet in A+.
No worries. Right here. No argument.
Do you want to make a case while he's writing it in A+?
No argument.
Man, what would happen if you put the ring on Harry Potter's
wand? We know we're not going to put it above. We're not going to put it below that. I mean, I'd put that.
I'd put that thing in C. I mean, it's the ring. Yeah, it doesn't make giblets. Doesn't do anything.
I don't know what it does.
It does. It does. It's different depending on who's wearing it, right, Rachel?
What would it do if you wore it?
It like grants the desire of the person that's wearing it, essentially, right?
Is it a weapon then, or is it a wish granter?
So Sue would be surrounded by
just, like, maximizing
gray-haired, middle-aged, handsome men.
Maybe because it makes Frodo turn invisible, right? And I think it did something similar to Smeagol, right?
And Bilbo.
Did it turn Bilbo invisible?
Mm-hmm.
You're
that's
right,
how he
did.
Escaped from Gollum in the cave.
It did. Maybe it just makes you invisible. I don't. Maybe it's an invisibility.
Let's get it out of A+.
Okay.
No.
No, leave it
at A+. Okay, fine.
That's how Sauron like had his ring of terror.
I told you.
It's the ring of power.
We can't put it below the proton pack.
It's the one ring.
Next up, Captain America's shield, which I've always found lame.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Not lame.
It's.
I'm not going to say lame.
Much comparatively.
Not unlike the Thor's hammer. You throw it and it bung, 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 and it comes back to you. That's incredible.
It's no bolt gun.
What does it do?
That's incredible.
Bung, bung, bung,
bung, bung, bung, bung, bung.
It bounces off of trees.
It bounces off of stuff.
I would put it at B or C.
Yeah.
No, I would not put any lower than C.
What if we?
Yeah,
what
C
if we
sounds
took,
good.
What
C's
if we,
got a no, spot.
What if we took whip out of B?
How about we just
it's just a whip.
We'll do this for right now. We'll
it's just a whip.
We can talk about this in a minute.
That's weird. Tony's like a special ed teacher, just
no,
trying
he
to.
He honestly is.
I just got a stag. I just took a quiz.
Got the stag.
What are the questions?
Oh, it's like pick your wizard.
That's
friend.
BuzzFeed. Do the Pottermore one. The Pottermore one's the like real one.
That's BuzzFeed.
That's the real
that
one.
That sucks.
You're not getting your official results.
What's yeah, that's not your official results.
You can't be certified in BuzzFeed, Rachel.
What house are you?
I don't recall. Slytherin.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
remember what I was sorted into either.
I got sorted into Gryffindor every time.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I did. I did. I've done it.
Wasn't taking any dives on that one, I'm sure.
No, I take it for me. See what happens.
I do feel like I'm the most
I can see why you were in Slytherin now.
I know, seriously, with that attitude.
Jeez.
Next up, Freddy's glove.
Oh.
Mm.
This is a dumb question, but what does it do?
Yeah, I don't
have
a clue.
Just
oh,
got knives.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's got big knives on
that,
it.
Freddy Krueger's
glove?
That Freddy, okay.
You're not familiar with Freddy Krueger's glove?
What did you think
now,
of
when it? You say knives, now I get it.
I was picturing Michael Jackson's glove.
That's how he kills people. I mean...
I'm like an F.
It's what he does.
Yeah, me too.
It.
I haven't either.
Michael Jackson's glove might be scary. I'll put that in, those are the only movies that still scare me.
You know what? If I had to see one of those gloves on my shoulder from behind, I'm taking Freddy.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. The Death Star.
A+.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
Kind of
really...
the ultimate, like...
No, we
put
can't
it next
do...
to the wand and the ring.
We can't do A+, because what if he says lightsaber, and then that's an A+.
Then
lightsaber.
We'll move down...
Lightsaber's A+. And Death Star is garbage. Death Star is like
garbage.
Yeah, they did it. It's too much. They did too much with it. Then it became like Death Star Wars. That's pretty clever. I came up with that just now. It's not bad.
That's the name of the sitcom that's just set on the Death Star. It's in the universe. There's not much Force happenings.
Two more, Dave.
Star Trek Phaser.
No idea what that is.
So you're more.
Say
you
that
get
last one then too, so we can.
Iron Man's suit.
Man, that's pretty good.
So you guys are more of the Star Trek people. What all does the phaser do?
Shoots people.
It's
stuns or kills.
So it's just a laser gun, but it stuns or kills.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can use it as a cutter.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
start a fire.
Start a fire. It's your ultimate tool.
I think Iron Man suit.
Warm up soup.
Plus.
You can set it to blow up, and it can be like a bomb.
Those are both A or B for me.
I vote move down Harry Potter's just, wand.
Yeah, how about we move down?
Or the ring.
Oh, man, I wasn't going to touch A+.
The ring's power, by the way, is just the domination of the wills of its user.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly explained.
Okay, we'll
thank you. Thank you, Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it allows you to, like, harness your power, but you typically lose yourself
you lose
in
yourself,
the process.
Right? That's what happened with Gollum.
Word.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing. Is anyone else like coming to and realizing we're still on the air? Yes.
I think it's like 9:45 p.m. right now, I think.
Tiny Cricket just got an F.
What was the other one? Iron Man and what?
Noisy Cricket also.
No. The last two.
Phaser.
Iron Man.
Phaser.
Star Trek Phaser.
Oh, Phaser.
Those are our honorable mentions.
Phaser's got an E.
This is Noisy, not Tiny.
Yeah, Noisy Cricket.
Okay. So in F, whose glove is that? Freddy's. The noisy cricket, the bolt gun.
We're
that's crap.
Here, by the way.
We're not?
I don't know why.
Yeah, because we don't know where to put Iron Man and Phaser. So we gotta totally rearrange. We had a great list and then you went ahead and dropped a couple bombs on us.
Well, is the list full?
Yeah.
Oh, then we don't need the other ones.
Well, no, it was full except for two. We still had room for two, which was the suit and the phaser. Phaser.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
Instead of just silently watching Tony write.
Fill some time.
All right. If you could only use one of these, what would you use?
Hammer.
Hammer?
Yeah. Or the shield.
I would use
the lightsaber. You're worthy of the hammer, huh?
Oh, I forgot about the lightsaber.
You think that's moving?
Well, no, but I could look at it. You know, I could kick it.
You could, you could have it in your room and then have people over and be like, check that out.
I have to stay true to myself and go nunchucks.
Over lightsaber.
Yeah.
You would like to wield a pair of nunchaku over an elegant weapon for a more civilized age.
I would.
What about lightsaber nunchaku?
Ooh.
That would be difficult
to
wield.
That'd be badass.
It's just instant.
So you just cut yourself in half.
Death.
Yeah, the second you start practicing, you're like, all right, well.
P-H-A-S-E-R.
Now do we have it?
Almost.
Almost.
Just say yes.
You're hurting Sue.
Let's take a break and we can
Woohoo! I got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Few minutes shy of 6 p.m. DGS. Headlines, Rach.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get the app that gets you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. This is absolutely insane. Masses of migratory birds are dropping dead in New Mexico. They say hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of birds are dropping from the sky dead. Alarming biologists who suspect that the wildfires happening in the West could be playing a role, but they're not 100% sure.
Oh my gosh.
Happening.
That's awful.
Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions.
Oh, geez.
I wonder how many animals have died in the wildfire.
Oh, it has to be probably unbelievable.
Yeah, this is supposedly like the biggest fire California's ever had. So
I just saw a headline above Tony's head saying these people had a non-distanced wedding. And 176 people have COVID, and 7 people have died.
Man.
Wouldn't you just feel awful?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't make him come, but
yeah, everyone made their own choice, but that would be hard to
mm-hmm.
reflect on that day half.
Yeah, your anniversary.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of stuff like that, anti-maskers face a spooky punishment in Indonesia. So if you are caught like being an anti-masker, saying I'm not doing that, going out in public without your mask, you can be forced to dig a grave or sit and spend time in a coffin, I guess, to like get it through your head that you could die. Seems crazy to me, but you know, it's Indonesia. Isn't that the same place where the guy waved through mm-hmm, the coffin, mm-hmm. allegedly? So
that was real.
Wow.
You know, people complain about America. We don't make you do anything like this in the good old US of A. Let's see. Let's do something local real quick. A St. Charles bakery is out thousands of dollars after a scammer called their bakery pretending to be a police officer. The officer said that they had been corresponding back and forth with the owners of Sugarbot Sweet Shop and Little O's Soda Shop on Main Street in St. Charles and said they owe so much money. To make it right, you need to go purchase gift cards and give me the numbers over the phone. So they did so. And yeah, so they're out some money. Sad stuff.
That's awful.
Sad stuff. Let's see. One more story. I think we have time for one more. Latino voters are in play right now. So in July, Joe Biden led President Donald Trump among Hispanics by 30 points, according to a Rutgers poll. But the most recent poll showed the lead was just 9 points in August. So President Trump is gaining ground. He just had this roundtable this weekend with Latino voters and had an incredible turnout. So he's not looking to take the entire vote, but he's looking to pick up enough to where it puts a big dent in Biden's support.
And as I understand it, Florida is must win for the president. And he's up by 4 because of Cuban Americans mm-hmm. yeah. that hate socialism.
Yeah. So Joe Biden headed down to Florida today to try to make an impact. But that's going to be something to keep our eyes on. I think we have 49 days till the election.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just me or did it seem like last week they were saying 100 days to the election? Like these 50 days just flew by.
We have a debate.
I know.
Not far away.
It's so exciting. Seriously, in less than 2 weeks, we're going to have a debate. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.